With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana U.S. Senator Daines yesterday announced he signed onto a Senate resolution condemning the House impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. In a video posted to Twitter, Daines, a Republican running for re-election in 2020, said House Democrats are throwing out 100 years of precedent.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is crazy. I wish House Democrats and Nancy Pelosi were as obsessed with creating jobs and growing this economy as they are with impeaching President Trump.
The non-binding resolution put forward by Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, calls for the House to vote to open a formal impeachment inquiry. While a formal impeachment vote would follow recent precedent, neither the U.S. Constitution nor House rules require it. Lawmakers from both parties have been present during closed-door questioning. Democrats expect to soon hold public hearings. A home health care worker in Great Falls has been sentenced to 40 years in prison with 15 years suspended for threatening a patient with a knife and burning down the home they lived in. The Great Falls Tribune reports that 42-year-old Holly Lasher was sentenced today after pleading guilty this summer to aggravated assault and two arson counts. District Judge Elizabeth Bess also ordered Lasher to pay $70,000 in restitution. Lasher was arrested in March 2018 after the incident in which neighbors reported hearing a verbal fight before the fire started. Montana health officials discussed financial exploitation of older citizens at its last legal clinic of the year after receiving hundreds of concerned calls from residents. The Billings Gazette reports that the State Department of Health and Human Services received more than nearly 1,600 calls this year from residents concerned that an older citizen they know might be subjected to financial exploitation. Officials say yesterday's clinic provided residents with information to curb the exploitation of older citizens. Adult Protective Services received more than 1,100 calls reporting financial exploitation, abuse, or neglect. Authorities say signs an older person could be exploited include isolation, inability to pay bills, and a change in personality. A public hearing on proposed rules for Montana's new sports betting law is scheduled for Monday in Helena. The draft rules would limit sports betting in locations that have alcoholic beverage licenses and a gambling operator's license. Bettors would be able to wager on college and professional sporting events using a mobile application or a gaming terminal. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports up to 1,400 locations across the state could be eligible under the draft rules. The Montana Lottery is overseeing the sports betting law passed by state legislators earlier this year. Public hearing on the rules will be held at the lottery's Helena headquarters, and the deadline to comment on the regulation is November 4th. State officials plan to allow betting to begin as early as the end of this year. Governor Steve Bullock is taking sides in the Democratic Party's 2020 primary race for governor. In a press conference today, Bullock endorsed his current lieutenant governor for the job. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Bullock is term limited and leaves office after the 2020 election. He's backing Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney to take his place as Montana's top executive.
I'm excited to stand here today and endorse Mike Cooney for governor.
According to campaign finance disclosure reports, Bullock has donated $150 to Cooney's campaign. The Democratic primary for governor includes House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner, former State Representative Riley Neal, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, and the most recent contender to enter the race, businesswoman Whitney Williams. Bullock said Friday he doesn't have plans to endorse candidates in any other 2020 races in Montana. Bullock is currently running for the Democratic Party nomination for president, but has failed to break 1% in most national polls. Bullock has repeatedly pushed back against calls within his own party for him to run for the U.S. Senate in 2020 against incumbent Republican Steve Daines. Bullock said again Friday that he's ruled that out. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality announced this afternoon it's reached a deal with a Navajo-owned energy company to resume work at the Spring Creek coal mine. The dispute arose this week whether the tribe should waive sovereign immunity to comply with state environmental laws. According to the National Weather Service, this may wind up being Montana's fourth coldest October on record. The next round of wintry weather is pushing into the state this evening and will leave strong wind, light snow, and cold temperatures in its wake. Edward O'Brien reports.
Any remaining hope for a gradual, easy transition from summer to winter is fading fast. Another wintry weather system, the third this fall for those keeping track, is at this hour moving south out of British Columbia into northwestern and west central Montana. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller is calling for scattered showers and blustery winds.
So everything gets a little bit more cold and windy as that passes. For most places, there'll be pretty much in the 20 to 35 mile per hour. But up near like Kalispell and over to Marias Pass, they'll have some higher winds.
Some of those stronger gusts in the higher elevations could hit 50 miles per hour tonight.
And then there's right behind that a really cold front that comes from the east.
For reference, Friday's daytime highs across the state generally climbed into the upper 50s and low 60s.
We'll have our highs in the 40s Saturday, and then it looks like highs for most places in the 30s for Sunday. And that holds pretty steady for this upcoming week, where we have a lot of highs in the 30s, lows that get down into the teens or single digits.
Yellowstone County could have particularly chilly temps, with those single-digit overnight lows and daytime highs struggling to rise above the 20s and 30s. Homestake, McDonald, and Marias Passes could get scattered snow showers Saturday morning, then it dries out for a day or two before more light scattered showers roll through. Temperatures from Wednesday through next weekend should warm a bit from the early week's extreme cold, but will probably remain well below the seasonal averages. The National Weather Service says that sets us up for the possibility of more snow by month's end. Stay tuned. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.